Good evening to all my friends out there. Good evening to the pirate cowboys. Good evening to those star voyagers coming back from the moon, traveling through space. They'll have a hero's welcome. They'll land on terra firma. Those moon travelers will tell us stories, various stories of astronaut ice cream and Tang. If you know, you know. Yes, the astronaut people and their Tang will return to Earth soon, but it is April the 8th, 2026. No nuclear war yet. Yay, that's good. And maybe nuclear weapons aren't real, right? Okay, I don't know about that. It's kind of bright, but I don't know if I should do anything about the brightness of it. I usually get all kinds of positive opinions about the lighting. Dan, you don't look so good in the lighting. It's like, I don't know. Who does, right? You know what? I'll quickly turn on the light behind me. I am turning on the light behind me. Turning on the light behind me. So I'll have that extra kind of light when someone shows up. Unlikely. Low probability. I might have one or two real listeners, but I think I have at least 5 to 10 Fed friends. So I'm talking to my Fed friends with all your Fed benefits, your Fed women, your Fed STDs. You fall in love with a coyote woman. You met her at Huachuca. You were taking a course on, I don't know, land intelligence, perceived geographical features, various types of, you know, avenues of approach, but you approached her avenue. You were taking a look at satellite pictures from Iran, and you saw something special hanging right off her cheek. It was ketchup. It was a crumb. It was Huachuca, 1998. I don't have much to talk about because I'm in a foul mood. I'm not sure what's going to happen with me professionally. I'm not sure if it even matters. Papa Blumpity Blump became a taco hero. The war was off. There's a ceasefire. Don't bomb Lebanon. It's okay to bomb Lebanon. It's not okay. Hey, Ron, you there? You having a good fancy pants kind of day? Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me, Ron? Out there in outer space, traveling with the moon pilots, traveling back to Earth. Have a nice trip, Ron. Resting up for severe weather. Well, yeah, we're going to have a lot of that this summer. It's only a question of how bad. It could be kind of bad or really, really, really bad. Everybody's talking about Iran and the Persian Gulf, and that's perfect. Because if that's what it's all about, then that's what people should be talking about. But what if, and I know I'm speculating, there's a deeper story. Nobody should ask. It isn't appropriate to do so. We're not supposed to dig deeper. We're garbage. I can't really talk about my situation at work right now. I can't talk about what's going to happen next. But I've gotten emails from people, could have been feds, could have been real. A lot of them are feds, and a lot of it is gaslighting. But they'll say, why don't you cheer up, Dan? Why don't you change your attitude? Why don't you start making t-shirts, Dan? You'll sell 5 to all 5 of your real people, Dan. I've had several listeners asking me questions about things that I talk about incessantly. And it makes me wonder, do they listen? Or at the US Air Force troll farm, do they just hand it off? Hey, you've got to keep a track of that fat old man. I have some notes here. They're not very good. I know, Ron, all my best friends don't know how to help anybody. It's okay. Hey, Neutral, how you doing? You okay? Yeah. I feel like garbage. I feel like absolute garbage. I feel like there was a little bit of time, and maybe even last December, when my brain started coming together again and I started thinking like I had a future. After getting past a few months of thinking I was gonna be homeless again, which at my age, I can't really handle it. If any of you guys Sunny Day Friday gaslight me, motherfucker, on how easy it could be for me to live off the streets at this point, look around. Very soon, it's gonna be hard for all of us to live. So really, you can keep that shit to yourself, okay? Right now, you're staring at ground beef, and maybe it says $12. Next month, you're staring at ground beef. Maybe it says $20. 4 months from now, maybe it says $50. And 5 months from now, oh, magic. It's not even there, motherfucker. And the thing that's funny, and I talk about this a lot, but nobody hears it. This is all divide and conquer. The people who I work for, the people that think they're little lords in a small town, big fish in a pond, they're just as fucked as I am. And maybe even worse than me because they haven't even begun to grasp their situation, where they are at, what point of human history they've entered. I think a lot of them still think it's all going to just go back to normal. Somehow, we're going to build a time tunnel back to 2019. And whatever the hell happens next, I got a friend way out there. Oh, Dan, it's going to be gradual, like James Howard Kunstler, the pro-Israel piece of shit. James Howard Kunstler talks about the long emergency gaslight. Nature loves equilibrium, for my friend out east. Nature also loves to take a bowling ball to equilibrium. I just gave you your shortest course on reality. Please stop gaslighting me. And if you think I'm talking to you, maybe I'm not. And I'm talking to somebody else, that could be true. And if any of you think you can deconstruct the situation I find myself in, feel free. I have a link to a formal letter to some people who might be able to provide legal help. Every single person in my email list can email me, but seems to only know me. Tell me about my reality, motherfucker. So I feel like garbage, and I feel like garbage is meant to be disposed of. I feel like crap, and craps end up in the sewer. I feel like something to be disposed of. And what's interesting is I did something today that is kind of strange. I decided to take the advice of all the after-day gaslighters. Dan, you shoulda, woulda, coulda. You coulda asked for help. You could have 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 asked for help. The system works, Dan. You should ask for help. There's still a rule of law. There are still lawyers out there. Why didn't you ask for help? Which I did. I asked for help. I called a bunch of phone numbers in Washington State, and they said, well, we don't deal with that situation. And I kept calling further and further out. We don't deal with that situation. It came down to a Hail Mary, literally, and I wasn't even sure the message would be received, in part because a lot of my emails just get canceled. But I do have my five Fed friends, though. Hey, now there's only three. Bye. So that's my message, that I am garbage. I should be disposed of. I am meant to have no access. My relationships with people locally are mediated by control. And my connection to anybody remotely is mediated by bullshit. That's my situation. Do you think your situation's any better, Fed? It's not. You see, I'm not talking to the chat people. Some of them might be real, but there's only three of them. So, oh, Dan, one day after 10 years, yeah. I've been doing this, let's see, 2013. I've been doing this for 13 years. People should take a nice big slice and shut the fuck up. So I'm not talking to people. I'm talking to my only listeners, which might be Gary or Bob. I like to call him Bob, who was in the R2 room today when I swung by on my way to the meeting. Yeah, I might be talking to Gary. I might be talking to somebody else. Your situation gets worse every single fucking day. If you're a sociopath, you don't care. It's okay. But there will come a day when the sun rises and there'll be a crowd outside with little kids starving because they haven't eaten in 3 weeks. And your friends in Maryland will remember you bragging, ha ha ha, and hagging, oh, I have a basement full of MREs. I have a basement full of bullets and guns. You told your friends over the barbecue, all 20 or 30 of them. That might not have been wise, pal. For a Fed, you're pretty fucking dumb. That's right, Ron. Hey, Bryce, nice to see ya. I'm sure you're real. I believe I spoke to you on the phone once, and for any non-phone person from the internet, General Schrodinger score is about 10% real. Bryce, you got a great score, just like Jordan. But I'm actually talking to my Fed friends right now, so Bryce, don't be offended. Not talking to you. I'm talking to my biggest audience, my Fed friends. Your situation will get progressively worse. Your situation will not improve. The people above you are lying to you right now. They've been lying to you for years. Every conference you went to, every training session, every trip to Huachuca or Langley, Virginia, they were fucking lying to you. The Pentagon people lying to you. And if you're wondering if President Papa Blumpity Blump is lying to you, it's irrelevant. He's a column of smoke. If you're focused on him, you're lying to yourself. That's right, Fed. If you're focused on Papa Blumpity Blump, you're lying to yourself, pal. And the time's coming. And it's going to be a hard lesson. It's really that simple. There's a pyramid. I don't know who's up here. I'm guessing the people at the tippity tip, just the tip, you know, as the hookers say. I'm guessing they mostly pulled the ejection in 2019, which was, you know, 6-7 years ago. I think a lot of you are standing around wondering what the hell's going on, and you're sucking up all the information and pretending that you're doing the right thing. Maybe even took an oath once like me to a constitution to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, guess what? As they said during the Spanish Civil War, there are four columns outside of Madrid. There's a fifth column within. Do you understand, Fed? The people you serve are not allies, not friends. They're not even, a lot of them, not even Americans. They are quite literally a foreign occupying force. And I don't know where they're from. I'm not going to get suckered by the it's all Israel bullshit. But what I can tell you is that the Constitution does not rule the land. You know, maybe Cooper was right. And maybe we've been under a secret government since World War II. Maybe some of these other conspiracy theorists are right. And it's some type of weird other thing. I have no idea. Poor people like me don't get access. The best we can do is sift through the shit to try to find one undigested grape in 1.5 million metric tons of sewage. That's the best we can get. Agartha, sure, man. That's not a limited hangout. Not at all. If you believe in God, your situation is worse. Because this fat chunk of meat you see here, it always had an expiration date. You could have jogged every day. You could have avoided smoking the weed or the cigarette. You might never have had a drink. And the body you have has an expiration date. I met a dude a couple years ago. He claimed to be an anarchist who lived in Vegas. His best friend was a weapons designer for DARPA. He said he was going to live to be 200 years old. I don't know if he was real or not, but the person, quote unquote, died a year later. Ray Kurzweil says he's going to live long enough to live forever, which is sometime in 2045. I guess Ray's still alive. But if Ray thinks he's making it to 2045, he's horrendously confused. Or he already knows. He's spinning a demonic lie. Maybe he's part of that Epstein crowd too, buddy, and we just don't know it yet. Or maybe the Epstein traveling road show was always a head fake. The abuse, the rape, the killing of babies. Oh, I hate to shock you, it probably never stopped. And Papa Blumpity Blumple, he's just a giant orange dome. To keep it all secret. You see, it's worse than just not having food. It's worse than just your neighbors turning on you in a fit of madness. Fed, if you're a Christian, right now, you're at risk of having your soul damned to hell. So I don't know who's hearing this. You might be reviewing this a month later. This might get translated by AI in a text so you'll pick it up on a folder tomorrow. I don't care. However you're seeing it or reading it, your situation only gets worse. Wake the fuck up. And I didn't really have a lot to talk about. I have a podcast coming up I call Taco Time, but it's funny. Events are moving fast enough that 2-week ceasefire, I don't think it lasted 24 hours. If you think this is just about the President of the United States or just about the State of Israel manipulating our politicians via AIPAC, if you think it's just about that, you could be right. And if it is, then those members of the United States military need to remember their oath. They have a duty to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign or domestic. And guess what? These dual citizens right in front of you are both. Both. It's a no-brainer. Foreign and domestic. Toss them in jail, send them back to Israel. And Papa Blumpity Blump, I doubt you're listening. But the only way you get out of this mess without setting the world on fire is to take the State of Israel and toss it under the fucking bus. These are not good people. Netanyahu is not a bad apple. I don't know if it's 20%, 30%, but as you know, Mr. Sullivan has a magical variable that fits every situation. It's enough. Enough good people can fix the world, and enough shitty people can turn it into a fucking sewer. Are you listening, Fed? You have enemies, foreign and domestic, right and left to you, in front of you, behind you, above you, and below. Your situation is not great, but if you want one chance in hell to prove that you actually give a shit about your fucking oath, Fed, and once again, listeners, all three or four, it says three for YouTube, it's not about you. clearly talking to three people every day on a live stream is an absurdity. I'm talking to my Fed friends. You got choices. None of these choices are any good. But you could still redeem your pathetic soul if you give a fuck. Make the right choice. Lord in heaven, we are thankful for the food that we eat. We are thankful for the shelter that we have. We are thankful for our friends. We are thankful for our health and the clean air. We understand that the world is amidst a time of chaos and war and violence, and some of this seems as if it fits prophecy, and yet we know you come like a thief in the night, so we can't know what happens next. But we can choose to follow the word. We can choose to be righteous. We can choose to not give up. And we can choose to understand that this life was always temporary. And that an eternal life with you, Jesus Christ, is there. Just out there, beyond, if we're willing to keep the faith, read the book, take counsel from the Holy Spirit, show discernment, and to stay true. In your name we serve, Jesus Christ. Amen. Goodbye, guys.